Few musicians have written such frankly autobiographical songs as Loudon Wainwright III. Over the past four decades, he's chronicled his relationships with his ex-wife, the late Kate McGarrigle, and his children, including the singers Rufus and Martha Wainwright. He's also written about his fraught relationship with his father, but never more explicitly than on Wainwright's new album, Older Than My Old Man Now. Music critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Here's another song in C. When I play piano, it's my key. If I was playing my guitar, I'd probably be in G, the chances are.
As Loudon Wainwright says on that new song, he likes to sing about, quote-unquote, my favorite protagonist, me. Over the years, he's written about being a husband, a father, and a son. An adulterer, a lover, a first-class guilt tripper, a defensive SOB who'll take the blame, but not without getting his witty licks in first. On his early records, the songs were superb and self-centered. In recent years, they've been frequently just as superb, but more outwardly directed. Wainwright's songs about the death of his mother were a kind of breakthrough for him. And he continues that work here, but now about his father, Loudon Wainwright Jr., who died in 1988 at age 63. The 65-year-old singer-songwriter uses this as a jumping-off point for his new collection.
Older than my old man now. He died at 63, that's way too young. Now you gotta feed me, now you gotta need me, and I feel like a faithless son. 64 is awful old. You know what can happen next. Hey, I'm older than my old man ever was, and I'm trying to keep it in context.
Wainwright prefaces that title song by reading a passage from his father's writing about his own aging. Loudon's father was a writer and editor for Life magazine and extremely articulate about, no surprise, I suppose, his fraught relationship with his father, Loudon's grandfather, and his difficult relationship with his children, including our Loudon. The song I just played also carries a final sting, as Loudon says, quote, not only older than my old man ever was, but I'm guilty I've outlived my ex. His ex-wife, of course, is Kate McGarrigle, of the great team of Kate and Anna McGarrigle, who died 2 years ago. Loudon performs here a song called Over the Hill, which in the liner notes he says is the only song he ever wrote with Kate in 1975. It is, with notable aptness, a song about aging.
Once you were a young man, now you are old, you're over the hill. You can't cross the palm of time's hand with silver and gold to make him stand still.
Ooh. But all is not ruefulness and woe, of course. There's a funny song about the multitude of medications that a 60-something man might have to take. There's a lovely song called Double Lifetime in which Wainwright trades verses with one of his folk heroes, Ramblin' Jack Elliott. And there's this perfectly ridiculous duet Loudon performs with the comedian Barry Humphreys, better known as Dame Edna Everidge, called I Remember Sex.
What are you thinking, Loudon? You've got a faraway look in your eyes.
I remember sex. That thing we used to do, where you'd lay down and usually I'd lie on top of you.
Sometimes I'd lie on top of you. We tried that out a bit, but it didn't work as well
I guess something just didn't fit.
I remember sex.
Older Than My Old Man Now is an uneven album, at times overproduced. Oddly, the slickest and most forgettable song is the one overloaded with family. Called The Here and the Now, it features all four of his children, Rufus, Martha, Lucy, and Lexi, and as Loudon puts it in the credits, two out of the three moms, Suzy Roach and Rita Marie Kelly. But while Loudon may be a senior citizen, his witty self-pity, his ringing rancorousness, his apologies phrased as arguments remain rigorous and sometimes gloriously obstinate. Or as he puts it on one song here, I'm not quite high on life, just slightly dead.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Loudon Wainwright's new album, Older Than My Old Man Now. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
The strangest story ever told was how I got to be this old. At the close of World War II, my folks did the deed that the young folks do. In '46, out I came. This world.